Mary Doolin, Sharon Bolin are here for the Buffalo Common Storytelling Festival. It's time. Hi, Mary. How are you?
Great. Good to be here.
Good to see you.
Yep, thanks.
Sharon Bolin is a regular now. She's on the payroll. She's on the payroll now, aren't you?
I don't want a job. It will screw up my taxes.
I never heard that one before. Wow. We couldn't fix that. I bet we couldn't fix that. Nah, I bet we couldn't.
It's always fun to be here, though, Rich.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. Now we're here to talk about the big Buffalo Commons storytelling event. It is the 29th annual event. Can you believe it? It's 29 years.
No.
Yeah.
No, we can't.
Yeah.
So I want to start by saying that we could not do this festival without the support of local businesses and statewide and local organizations. We have about 50 who contribute financially and attendance-wise to make our festival a success. And for any of those sponsors that are listening, I want to remind them that you need to RSVP for the VIP party by Tuesday the 9th.
Okay.
So I think it's the 9th.
No.
It is.
You're talking about the June 9th?
Yeah,
you're right. I'm sorry. It's looking at May still. So Tuesday, June 9th.
Yes. So if you're coming to the VIP party and you're a sponsor, make sure you call that number and reserve your food. The Copper Mill is making the heavy hors d'oeuvres for that event, so you'll be sure to want to have enough food.
And Adam will do a wonderful job.
Adam always does a wonderful job.
You bet. Yep. Mary, let's talk about the entertainers, the storytellers for the music festival. And I'm sure it's another great lineup, isn't it?
It's another great lineup. I'll tell you, we have Dom Flemons. Dom is a he's been branded the American songster, and it's because that he just has such a repertoire of music that covers over 100 years of American roots music, and he's an interesting individual. He is a Grammy Award winner, and he was one of the original. Originators for the chocolate drops, and that's where the Grammy Award came. So he's gone from kind of a doo-wop, you know, and can do that. Mm-hmm. But what he's with us to this time is he has a repertoire of American roots. Western, 100 years worth, and he's very well qualified to tell us about the history of that and provide music that goes along. He has multi-instrumentalist, you know, he's banjo, everything. But he is a songwriter, historian, actor, slam poet, and much, much more. Very interesting. He's worked with the other artists we have, Andy Hedges, and so together they are going to, you know, mix, do individually, and then mix and work together during the performances. And the other artist is Andy Hedges. Andy is returning. He has been performing at the Grand Ole Opry, the Carnegie Hall, and McCook Buffalo Commons.
That's great. Yeah.
So we're right in there with all of that. But we're glad to have him back. He's someone who just was really interested in the old Western music and did, as a kid, just, you know, really got involved in it and was obsessed with it and taught himself how to play the guitar. He does, you know, cowboy songs, Dust Bowl ballads, blues. He has a podcast called Cowboy Crossroads, and this is where a lot of his stories come, because he has interviewed, you know, people from all walks of life, a lot of them on the Western, you know, scene and beyond, but he's got a lot of stories to share with us, too. So both of those are going to be on stage Friday night and Saturday at Lucy's. And like I said, they'll work together and they'll work individually. And so we're excited to have that. And let me just tell you about the last one that we have. We always have a visual artist. Or we started having that about 6 years ago, right? This one is Wissam Al-Badri. And Wissam, his family fled Iraq at the onset of the Gulf War. And before relocating to Lincoln, they spent 4 years in a refugee camp. And during that time, he picked up a camera.
Mm-hmm.
And he started using that camera, experimenting with it. And now he's an investigative journalist and artist. His photographs have been featured in prestigious publications. I have to tell you that the New Yorker has contracted with him to provide photographs for their 250 American celebration mm-hmm. issue. So he's gone all over the country getting photographs. And his exhibit will be at the Art Bank, and it's called Labor of Belonging. And these are pictures that are full size. And what they show is the diversity of the people in Nebraska, not just ethnic diversity, although that's part of it, mm-hmm. but the rodeo scene, the high school prom scene. You know, he's just showing the culture that we have and how diverse it is in Nebraska. So I think that will be very interesting. So the Art Bank will be displaying his exhibit before and after the festival. So that's a highlight. And he will be here Saturday morning to give a presentation, and then also at the Art Bank later on in the day, Saturday.
So these are newcomers. These, correct me if I'm wrong, haven't been here before, have they?
Andy has.
Okay. But the other two, that's kind of cool. When it's always good to see people return, don't get me wrong, but it's always good to see new faces too, isn't it?
Yeah, it really
new
is.
Entertainers, yeah.
I think, yeah. You know, we just heard a review of our grants for Nebraska Arts Council,
mm-hmm.
and one of the comments was the quality and qualifications of our artists was exemplary. So we're real tickled with that. And Pat Dale Doolin on the back, he's our program director. And I believe he's picked out some really good talent for us this year.
He researches well, doesn't he?
He does.
Yes, he works on it very, very well. And again, you got the events Friday and events Saturday, and some require tickets, some don't require tickets, right?
Correct. Do you want to do the bus tour first?
Sure,
or should I go ahead?
You know, Friday we have a bus tour. This year we're going to North Platte, and we have entitled it the Canteen Experience. We're going to the Lincoln County Museum. Before we go, though, we have Jeffrey Horner. He is a Minden counselor, high school counselor, and one-act director, and he has written a play with the communication of letters between, you know, back in, at the canteen time, between the North Platte residents and the soldiers that were going back and forth through North Platte. So he's going to present some of that communication correspondence that was going on at that time before we leave. That'll be at the Art Bank. And then we get on the bus, head toward North Platte. We'll stop at the Veterans Memorial, where we'll also have someone there to explain and tell some stories, and then we head to the museum where we'll look at, you know, the display, the exhibit on the canteen, and also, you know, have a presentation, lunch, and I think it'll be a really, really interesting day. So in order to go, we need you to sign up. Pre-registration is required, and that's at the college, discovermpcc.edu, or call 344-8604, and it's on our website, you know, BuffaloCommons.org. All that information you can find there.
Awesome. That's good. All bus tours are always really, really cool.
Yeah.
They begin things off, aren't they? You bet.
And our lunch will be a typical canteen lunch, what they serve the soldiers as they came through mm-hmm. on the train. So that will also be an interesting experience.
Yeah, kind of cool as well. And then that Friday, you still have the Norris Home will have stuff going on, the Art Bank, you said, and then that night at the Fox Theater is your Friday night show.
Correct. 7:30 at the Fox is the kickoff show with all of the performers. And tickets for that, you can buy at MNB, you can buy at Lucy's, or you can buy at the door.
Mm-hmm.
We have plenty of seating at the Fox, so that's not an issue. You do not have to buy them ahead of time, but you can buy them at the door. They are $20 for adults and $5 for children 12 and under.
Okay, and that wraps up Friday, and then a full day on Saturday.
Correct, and Saturday starts at the museum with Mary's Rolls and Jolton Joe Coffee at 8:45.
That's an incentive.
World famous rolls, right?
Right. So yeah. Come early.
Yeah.
And then...
And these are all free events.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right. The museum is free, but it starts with the artist, And then it will be the storyteller and Andy and Dom and Wassam will all be there starting at 9 o'clock, and it's about 45 to 50 minutes a piece. But the program is set up so that you can come and go as necessary. If you can come for part of it and then have to leave, that's not an issue. And then lunch will be served at the museum so that people can hang around and participate in open mic. That will be hosted by Paul Clark, and it's a time for anybody in Southwest Nebraska to come and tell a story, read a poem, sing a song, whatever you want to do. We have an open mic. It says till 12:30 on the program, but if we have more people interested, it will go longer, a little bit longer. And from there, we move to garden party at the Norris Home. That's sponsored by the Nebraska State Historical Society, and that starts at 3. And Clark, also known as George Norris, will be there to do a short program, and it'll be a good chance to see the house, have refreshments, and just visit with other people that are there for the festival.
Yeah, and also at 1:30 on Saturday, we have Kids Fest, and I'm really excited about Kids Fest. Anna and Matt Beatty are going to help with that. They've done cowboy camp before, and every other year. This is an off year, and she has so many ideas. We decided to go along with the cowboy theme.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be in the starting off at the basement at the library at 1:30, and then we'll head to the parking lot where there will be a lot of roping and poling and, you know, different crafts and activities I think the kids will really enjoy. Mm-hmm. So excited about that.
And then the Art Bank is also going to be with some stuff there as well.
Wassam will be at the Art Bank at 2 o'clock. And, you know, he'll be right there with the exhibit so he can share with it, you know, right there behind him,
mm-hmm.
and talk about it and answer questions. So that'll be another chance for everybody to come in and get a good look at the Labor of Belonging exhibit that he has. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then last but not least, on Saturday night, the Cowboy Storytelling Dinner Cabaret, which is on Saturday night at Lucy's, right?
Right. For those of you that are friends and fans of Craig Larson, he's the MC, so that should be added incentive to contact Lucy's and get your ticket for that event. It does include a dinner, so tickets are required or recommended ahead of time so that we have enough food. And you can do that either on the Buffalo Commons website or contact the people at Lucy's.
Okay.
And get those dinner tickets. They are $45 plus tax, but well worth the expense. And then that's not last. Last but not least is a program at the museum on Sunday afternoon. It's a humanities program. We have Deb Carpenter Nolting coming in, and her topic is Well-Behaved Women Seldom Make History.
Interesting.
It is interesting. She tells the stories of Annie Oakley, Calamity Jane, Mari Sandoz, and Pearl Taylor Hart, that I always have to look that one up because I've never heard of her before. But she tells the story of their life and what they did to make history by not being well-behaved. And then she's also written original songs about each of them that are part of her program. And that's a free program, too, at the museum from 2 to 3 on Sunday afternoon.
Awesome. What a lineup for another great Buffalo Commons, huh?
Yes. Absolutely.
Yes. You bet. And I know you two are part of the committee and really put a lot of hours and thought into this, don't you?
Yeah, we work on this all year long. In fact, after this festival, July, we will start evaluating it and thinking about next year.
Number 30?
Yeah.
Wow.
Number 30.
Yeah.
That's right.
Very good.
So if you've never been to one, I mean, we've been here 30 years, you need to come because the longevity of it alone lets you know that it's worthwhile.
You could have t-shirts and all like that available with the 29th stuff on it.
Yeah, Sharon's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah? You're putting that together a little bit? You're in charge?
I'm selling them out of my trunk.
Okay.
They will be available for sale during the festival.
Right, exactly.
Or
right.
If you need one ahead of time, meet me at my car.
There you go. There you go. What a great time. June 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Correct.
You bet. And you've got, besides you committee members being here for every one of them, you get some folks that come out of town for every year for this, don't they?
We do.
Yeah, we do. In fact, some people plan their family reunion around it. And, you know, we have people who come from California and from, you know, the East Coast, and I think once they've been there, they kind of plan on coming.
Right.
Yeah.
Super. Thank you so much.
So we'll hope to see you at some of those events, Mr. Barnett.
I love coming over to the Saturday one, the Museum of the High Plains, for that on Saturday. That's always kind of a favorite of mine, and it's a favorite of many because it usually brings a crowd.
It does.
You bet. Anything we missed this morning?
Probably, but we'll get back to you some other time.
I know we'll be talking about a lot over the rest of this month and June, June 12th weekend. We'll be here before you know it.
Absolutely.
You bet. Thank you very much, ladies.
Thank you, Rich.
Thank you very much. Mary Doolin, good to see you.
Thank you, Rich.